Soul, the final equation. Is the mind M in tune with the body? B in tune with the soul? The true substance of a fighter? Pursing. M plus B plus S, mind plus body plus soul, equals win or loss. All is revealed on fight night. Who wants it more? Hello again, everybody. This is Ike Feldman from the IkeTheGon.com. In this edition of the Mind, Body, Soul podcast, I'm introducing you to the soul. Why is this important to the fighter? Why does this fit into the mind and the body equation? Again, the MBS podcast, the Mind, Body, Soul podcast, is different than my YouTube channel version, the loud, brash version, jump cutting, quadrant editing. That means the over shoulder images and videos that you see. This is the introvert version. This is the calmer, more in-depth, more detailed version of fighting. In the mind and the body, I talked about Rose Namajunas' mind. In the body, I talked about Khabib Nurmagomedov and George St. Pierre's training regimen and how serious they take their physical prowess leading up to the fight. For the soul episode, or the soul introduction, I want to explain to you the subconscious of a fighter. What they want out of a fight. And how can you tell what they wanted? Let's start from there. On fight night, I 100% believe that all is revealed from a fighter. During the fighter's 4-week, if it was a little short notice, or 6-week, or 8-week notice, 10-week, 12, 14-week fight camp, how much mental preparation do they put in? How much do they think about their opponent? Are they on the high from a win? Are they on a low from a loss? What's the reasons they're taking the fight? For the body for that training camp, how is their diet? Are they disrespectful to themselves? Are they consuming crap? Do they do all their practices, grappling, striking, strength and conditioning? Do they recover from their practices? Do they sleep enough? Are they doing too much social media? Too much sponsorships? Too much extracurricular stuff? Why is the fighter taking the fight? But the soul, once you step into the octagon on fight night, or the round cage, or the ring, or the mat, there's no more time to train. There's no more time to rest. There's no more time to think. You have to react. You have to be the person you envisioned yourself to be, or the person that wasn't envisioned comes out. The person that was really there for the fight camp comes out. Let me explain. Conor McGregor is the best example for all three of these assets, the mind, the body, and the soul. Because he really exposed himself. He made himself vulnerable. He showed the world all facets to his life. He really is the person we see. And when I mean the person we see, are you seeing the whole picture? Not just the social media or the news headlines. Are you seeing the training, the discussions, the conversations? Watch the Notorious documentary. You see everything. The sponsors, the media obligations, the headlines, the videos. You also see the training, the hard work, the effort. You also see the mental aspect, the man who is calm. Yeah, there's a camera in his face, but it's not thousands of cameras. There's not an audience. You see the man that is pretty close to his subconscious self. In the height of McGregor's career, I believe he peaked at UFC 194 against Jose Aldo. And the documentary does a lead up into that fight beautifully. You see the true martial artist. You see a guy that's hungry, that wants it, that respects himself, respects his opponent, respects his teammates, respects the training, the mental aspect of it, focused on the fight, made martial arts a lifestyle, took little time in between fights, was prepared for those fights, didn't just take the fights for a payday, but took it when he was ready. And then following that, you saw a McGregor who was on top of the world. His mind was a little off. He took the Nate Diaz fight pretty close to his last fight. He said he was in shape. He was ready to go. But we heard excuses after the Nate Diaz fight. He did too much media. He wasn't prepared. He helped the promotion. Then why'd you take the fight? Those excuses linger, that means. He was thinking about that before. He had those in the holster. It doesn't matter, though. Nate respected the opponent. Nate was ready. Nate visualized that Conor fight before Conor did. That's why Nate won. His mind, body, soul was on point that night. Nate wasn't scared of the moment. Conor McGregor, I'm not saying he was scared, but he didn't respect the moment. All is revealed on fight night. That's why the comeback story, Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor 2, the rematch, UFC 202, August 20th, 2016. Conor McGregor pulled himself back together. His mind, his body, he had to respect Nate. He had to respect himself. He had to change things. All is revealed on fight night. Conor McGregor pulled it together. An amazing comeback story in a weight class, two weight classes higher that he previously competed at. He was a 145 pounder. He moved up to 170 pounds and beat Nate Diaz. Yeah, it was a close decision, but he was a smaller man and he earned it. And what did we hear in Nate Diaz's post-fight interview with Joe Rogan? He had a rib injury. Do you think you would hear about the rib injury if he got the decision? No. Nate was angry he didn't get his attention before the Conor McGregor fight. And maybe got a little spoiled after the Conor McGregor fight. Soul. The final equation is the mind in tune with the body, in tune with the soul. The true substance of a fighter or person. All is revealed on fight night. Who wants it more? I think it's fair to say that the champions of the UFC are the smartest people in the sport. And what is smart? Is smart how well you can do long division in your head? How well you can do your taxes? What's your finances at the time? What's your success? Maybe. For a fighter, everybody's physically capable. Everybody has the mindset to run through a wall. But why don't they? Why are there certain people who are long-running champions, certain people who are flash in the pan? Is that all they subconsciously set their goals for? To just touch the gold, keep it, hide it, and they're happy? Why is George St. Pierre or Anderson Silva or John Jones or Demetrius Johnson, all who have defended their belt more than 7 or 8 times, each of them, why are they different? Why hasn't anxiety or the pressures collapsed them and they lose it 2 fights in? I'll discuss that and more for particular fight cards, particular fighters, focus on why a fighter is on the rise. What is he doing right with his mind? What has he said in interviews or publicly or personally? What has he revealed to us that the untrained eye isn't necessarily catching? Why is that fighter's body peaking now? What is he doing correctly? Is he dieting? Is he training in a certain discipline or art? That's helping him receive this success? Is he being less stubborn than he was early on in his career? And his soul. Why on fight night is everything clicking? And I say he and his and him. Obviously, there's amazing women fighters. And I think the women need more credit. And I will do a better job at saying he and she or she and he. Because I think what Amanda Nunes is doing is amazing. I think we're watching the best women's fighter we've ever seen. And she's a great example at why a fighter is peaking later in her career. She had a lot of issues as soon as 3 or 4 years ago. But she is peaking now and perfecting her craft. And she is showing up on fight night. Her substance or her soul has been beautiful. So I will talk about the mind, the body, and the soul on the MBS podcast. Again, presented by Eichtagon.com. A different take, a different style, a different speed, different tempo. More of an art. Looking at a painting in a different light. And the painting is fight sports. It's an art. It's a mixed martial arts. And it needs more respect. It needs to be presented in this type of avenue for people to understand it, if they want. You could look at football players as jocks or knuckleheads, but it's more common now for casual fans to know about athletes' personality because of their Instagrams or social media accounts. They're more approachable, I guess you could say. But I want to show you that a martial artist or combat sports athlete is something more special than any other sport. Thank you.